This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. That's a free app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. Joining us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline is John Keim, Commanders Insider for ESPN.com. Hey, John.
What up, fellas?
I saw you were posting some historical nuggets. They haven't had a 4-1 start since Zorny's year, right?
Zorny's year, 2008, did not end well, but this team is better.
Yes. Yeah, no question about it.
Coaching's better.
Just a little bit.
Coaching, yes. But
slightly.
It starts with the quarterback. We just said it, you know, before the season we decided, hey, every week we're going to do a Graydon Jaden segment. And, you know, branded Graydon, like it's old hat at this point. Like, he's just legit. Yeah.
He's legit, and you know, it's funny because there are a handful of times where he gets outside a pass rush or the pocket, and you look at the reaction of the Browns players, like after, I think it was a 66-yarder, you have two guys bearing down on him. You see guys slamming the turf because, like, you're right there. I think there was another one, there was a bootleg where 99, Za'Darius Smith, has his jersey just kind of tugging him a little bit. Can't get him down, gets outside, gets the completion to McLaurin, slams his hand in the turf. Like, I think there's like, there's that you think you should have him or you think you have him and he gets out of it. And I think that's the added element here that is just impressive, because there are a lot of times where you see certain plays where I'm like, somebody else is not getting out of this play or not making this play. And he's not perfect, but I think the other thing that you see with him is that it was not the best start for the offense. That's a good defense. You know, he throws a pick, and it just doesn't stop him. And I think, you know, it's kind of good to have a game where it's like, okay, things aren't working perfect. How do you then respond? And they still made plays, and it wasn't a grinded out. It was big play, big play, big play.
Mm-hmm. And John, Jaden Daniels, obviously one of the headliners of the second ranked in the NFL rushing attack, along with Brian Robinson. But the fringe guys have been really good too. Austin Eckler, you know, even though he missed the game, he's averaging 7.9 yards a carry. And Jeremy McNichols, you know, kind of end of the roster guy, he's been invaluable, like subbing in for when, you know, B-Rob is nursing his knee injury. And you know, they don't want to put everything on Eckler, him coming back from the concussion. Like, all of those rushing attack pieces are working beautifully at this point.
Yeah, and I think you can go back to also, there's a couple things. One, the threat of Daniel's legs always kind of helps in all of that, right? But I think if you look at Eckler, is showing that he still has something left, for sure. And we've seen that, like, you know, because last year he was dealing with the high ankle sprain and then another ankle injury, and it definitely is going to affect your ability to cut and to run. And then you see some of the play design, and it's funny because, like, he had that long run where they ran a similar action, but it was to Robinson early on the first play of the game. And it didn't work, but also the next time they ran it, there was a little bit more hesitation, I think, because of some of the stuff they had run throughout the game. And then it was just better execution, but he hits the hole really well. And it's just different, slightly different personnel, but also just a good design and execution. And there was some hesitation in the defense because of, again, some of the other stuff. So there's some of that is just guys executing. Some of it is good play design. And then there's the hesitation factor from other threats. And so it adds up. And, you know, I'd say it's working kind of well. Listen, the line deserves a lot of credit with that, too, for sure. But I think to your point, though, you know, last week Eckler misses and McNichols fills in very well. Mm-hmm. And then this week you don't have a Noah Brown. Now, not that Noah Brown's the headliner, but he's a guy that I think they've started to realize what he can do and how he can help. I think this is a game he could have helped a lot because of the size and the routes they would run. And then De'Ami Brown fills in and does a really good job with, you know, has the big touchdown catch. So, like, they're getting contributions when guys go down from other guys on the roster. I think that always helps.
You know, after you mentioned the slow start, maybe you mentioned what it was, but what was the adjustment that was made? Because the first couple possessions weren't great, and they're like, oh, maybe we're going to be in for something here.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny because I'm just, like, I'm about through the first quarter on the offense. Mm-hmm. So as far as adjustments, it's hard for me to say completely, but I will say I thought going into this game, I felt like the Browns front seven was ultra aggressive, and it would lead to some negative plays because they play really fast, and that's partly was what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's part of it. But then I think you start to use that aggressiveness against them, and you see, I go back. I think it was a third down play, the screen to Eckler, mm-hmm. where they're coming with a blitz, and like they're, you know, Cormo is just hell bent on getting to him, and Eckler just sneaks out to the flat, and it's a nice screen, but just a good play call, good design. Use the aggressiveness against them, and I think that's also what happened. And then you go to a man coverage, you know, hit De'Ami Brown, right? Mm-hmm. So, and they played a lot of man coverage. But so I think sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, also, again, on the Eckler run, it was a little bit better execution. For example, on the first play of the game, Coromo just gets a knife in there really fast. Bates is supposed to block him. Well, it's a hard block because he's so quick, and he gets in there. Second time they run it, he has to pause a little bit for whatever reason, and then Bates gets to him, and that helps open it up. So sometimes it was execution, but also, I don't, you know, that's funny because, like, that's a play where I want to see, okay, what else was different on the play? Because I know the results were different and the execution was better, but was there something else that they showed? And also throughout the game that helped set that up to then cause some of that hesitation. But, you know, it also helps that you're facing an offense that was really, really bad.
Sure.
And it allows you to kind of stay into your what you want to do because you probably feel like you're going to hit it at some point, and that's what they did.
Talking to John Keim, covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. Speaking of the defense, Frankie Louvu has just been a big-time difference maker for this defense.
Yes, for sure. And he's like, when they signed him, he was the guy that jumped out the most to me by far because mm-hmm. you watch him, and not like you watch a lot of Carolina stuff over the years. He really adds a lot of energy and just pass rush, right? And I think you're seeing the energy come out in a big, big way. And I think this defense needed some guys with some energy, and he brings that. So among other things, that's what he adds. And then, you know, It's the old play with your hair on fire kind of stuff. But watch then, like one of the sacks that Bobby Wagner has, he's getting that because of, and Wagner's done a nice job, but like Louvu blows up the running back, knocks him off his, you know, knocks him a couple yards back, and then Wagner finishes it by knocking the running back into the quarterback and just getting on top of him. So like there are things that he does that sets up others as well. And, you know, again, it's not a great offense, but this defense did exactly what they should. I mean, they dominated them, and you know, and I think that's a good step for them, and you can build on that. But he adds a ton, and it's a lot of it's just the energy. He's played strong as well, so you add all that. Like he was I always felt like he was the best. The other guys were impactful signings for other reasons: Wagner, leadership, Ertz, you know, Eckler. But he was the guy.
Mm-hmm. The defense in the last 2 weeks has gotten to the QBs 11 times. And Dan Quinn had talked about, I think that was after the Bengal game. Hey, you guys are close.
Right.
And we were kind of wondering, how can DQ say that? Because it didn't look like they were close. But maybe he was on to something. What are they doing differently in the last couple of games?
Well, first of all, you're getting leads, too. And in a bigger lead too. So you're putting that, you're making them one dimensional, but like yesterday, for the most part, like the run was not hurting them. And so that also turned them one dimensional. And you're dealing with a team that has some issues on the offensive line, a quarterback who tends to not make fast decisions. So like it was, and then you're putting them in a big hole, but they were stopping them all game too. And so, you know, I think part of it, they've stayed aggressive with it. And some of it too, you have to get, they have to know guys first and what they all can do. And
these guys
have to know what, you know, so there's a lot, there are technique things from the defensive line that you have to get used to. So there's always some of that. And even in the first game, they got after Baker Mayfield fairly well. They just couldn't get him down. Mm-hmm. And so I think if they had sacked him a couple times, it would have looked a little bit different, right? And like the Giants use a lot of six-man protections to stop them. So, you know, I think there are some things where it's become situational, and then some things where it's like, God, and I like Luvu didn't have, I don't think he had a sack the first couple games. Like, this guy's going to have him because this is what he does, you know? And so, you know, eventually he's going to break through. And then they're really good with Wagner and Luvu yesterday. You know, they'll run some stunts with them coming up the middle. And I think that, you know, there's just some things that are just starting to work better. You know, and the other part too, you have, when you're doing that, you have to get better coverage on the back end. I'd say even last week, there were definitely times where I felt like the coverage was the reason for the sack. And it gives, like, for the, if you remember the fourth down play against Arizona, Dorrance Armstrong gets home because the coverage held up, and they caused Murray to hesitate a little bit with some of the looks. So, like, that also matters too. So you're seeing less of the coverage breakdowns, which gives you that extra half second to get home.
What do we make of the secondary yesterday? Which is just sort of your initial impressions.
Physical. I like the way Samerskill has been playing. I think St. Juice has done a nice job.
Yeah.
So I think they've been doing a good job. So
I didn't notice Forbes. Was he out there?
No, I didn't see him. So yeah. They're doing a good job, and I like the way Quan Martin plays and has been playing. And I think, again, it goes back to what I just said too, like they're playing better. In the first game, there were definitely some busts, you know, not playing the right leverage or losing your leverage, whatever it is. And you're not seeing that as much. And so guys are going to, you're going to give up plays. I mean, that's just what happens. But they're not, you're not giving up the busts or, you know, you're playing it a little more consistently too. And I think St. Juice has done a nice job, and that they're, he's giving them a solid corner, and that helps too. But and Sam was still first game rookie, right? And he was a guy that had some leverage issues, but the more you're watching him and he's playing outside more, and the more you watch him though, the more you can see him just playing with a lot of confidence and speed and aggressiveness. I mean, he's, for a guy his size, like, he's really physical. And so I think there's an element of that in that backfield as well.
All right, John, good stuff. It's John Keim. Enjoy it. 4-1. It's been a long time since they started like this.
I would say so. It's funny now. The question is, like, when will they lose again? So is it next preseason against Raven? We'll see. But anyways, yeah, fans should be enjoying this.
Yeah. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, John.
Coming up next, we're going to tackle how good they are and want to hear from you at 800-636-1067. They have the most points in the NFC. They're 4-1. All right, the Vikings are 5-0, but if you actually go through the rest of the teams in the NFC,
they have the second most in the NFC, right behind the Saints.
The Vikings were the most impressive
points per game
team yesterday, in
points
my
per game. But I'm saying total points. They're number one right now in points.
Love it.
They're number one in total points with 155. Now, the Saints have played one less game, but they are number one in points. How good are they? Are they the best team in the NFC? The second best team? Where do you rank them? 800-636-1067. Commanders, 4-1. We are basking in another Victory Monday here on The Fan. Welcome back on a Victory Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Commanders dispatch of the Browns easily, 34-13. Jaden Daniels with another good game. Doesn't have the gaudy completion percentage statistics, but they scored 34 points.
I don't care one iota about his completion percentage when he's sitting on the sideline without a helmet for the entire fourth quarter.
The offense is rolling.
That's a beatdown is what that is.
Super beatdown.
They have gone for over 34 points in three straight games. They have 155 points on the season. Where do you now put them in the NFC? I will say I just listed off all the top teams, and there's really only two teams.
Guess the Commanders are in that list of top teams.
There's really only two teams that I could say, all right, they're better than the Commanders right now. I would put the Vikings because they're 5-0. You got to respect them, and this is what they've done against opposing quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Their defense, led by Brian Flores, is really, really good at picking off quarterbacks. They intercepted Brock Purdy once, intercepted C.J. Stroud twice, and picked off Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers three times each.
Yeah.
That defense is special. Darnold didn't have a touchdown yesterday, but the defense is great. So I would put them ahead of them, and I would put the Lions ahead of them. Every other team, maybe you'd say Tampa because Tampa beat them straight up, mm-hmm. but Tampa's flawed.
But again, that was Jaden Daniels' debut. Like the offense, even just four games later, looks markedly different than it did in that opener.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, totally.
So
you got to give them the head-to-head.
That's true.
But where do you have them, Jason?
I mean, I have no idea. I mean,
you have an idea.
Are they better than the? I don't know if they're better than the Vikings. Could they beat the Vikings? Sure. Could they beat the Lions if they're on their game? Sure.
Well, yeah, they could.
Yeah. I mean, you're just basing it off records.
Oh, no. I mean, I would, out of respect, I'd probably say Philly because we haven't seen them play against Philly. But my point is they're in the mix.
Of course.
In the mix with the top teams in the NFC.
Oh, of course. They're in the discussion, as they should be.
Well, they're
how can you not have them in that mix?
I mean, they're proving that they're going to score a boatload of points mm-hmm. every week.
They show up, and they're basically telling you, we're going to hang 30 on you. Can you keep up with us? Is what they're doing.
I mean, they scored 34, yep. and Jaden didn't even play the fourth quarter.
Right.
And he threw a red zone pick.
Yeah.
I mean, should have been more points.
Could have been 41. Yeah. It's crazy.
Are we going to see a shootout in Baltimore?
Probably. I don't understand what's going on with Baltimore. I don't understand them because I picked them to win the whole thing. But I don't understand the defense. What is going on
Their secondary is leaky. I know that. Now, they gave up a lot to, like, a Hall of Famer and another really good wideout in Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Washington doesn't have that sort of personnel, but Jaden can launch it downfield.
I know you have a new D coordinator you probably don't love as much as you loved McDaniel, but...
McDonald,
yeah. Whatever. Yeah. What's the story?
Well, he's never called a game before, so I think he's kind of learning on the job. I don't know. I don't get it. They look so dominant, the secondary against the Bills mm-hmm. and Josh Allen, and then just leaky against the Bengals. I think the safeties are slow and old. Like Marcus Williams is very slow.
Mm.
Humphrey, even though he had an interception, is slow and old.
So, how are they against the run?
Number one in the league.
Tops in the league.
Best in the league.
So that'll be a test.
Fun matchup. It's going to be fun no matter what.
Let's go to the phones.
Unless the Commanders get blown out. That won't be so
fun. That'll be fun.
That'll be fun for
Commanders
you.
4-1. How much have you bought
into
how
good this team
is? Wait
till you see where these guys go in the power rankings.
Well, they should.
Oh, the Commanders.
I mean, they were fringe top 10. They'll be,
top 5 to 7 in every single power ranking.
RG3 had him as his third ranked team.
And that was before.
That was before
beating
this
up on the Browns.
Yeah, it might have him one now.
All right, let's go. Let me see here. Is it Lap? It's hard to see. Lap, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Dunks? How you doing?
Hey, it's all great.
Hey, man, I'm excited about this team, man. I think they rank, you know what I'm saying, in the top probably 3 to 5 teams in the conference for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can compete with anybody. If you look at, you know, when RG3 was here, we were putting up a lot of points, but the defense was making plays. Mm-hmm. If this defense can make plays, hold teams to field goals, score some turnovers, I mean, lately they've been getting pressure, which is awesome. We got a chance to compete with anybody. I'm only concerned really about the receivers. I think our receivers are decent. I wish we had Devontae Adams, man. We really could take the top off some defenses. But I like the way that they're playing and competing, man, at a high level. And Jalen is just, he's awesome, man. So just hope that we can keep it up, man. We'll really get the test, definitely with Baltimore. Nobody really on the schedule really scares me. I would like to see that Falcons game. Of course, Dallas and Philly, I want to see how we play against them with some other division games. But I think we've seen the best quarterback already, and that's Joe Burrow. So, hey, man, it's uphill from here,
man.
They
play Lamar Jackson this week. I mean,
Well, with Lamar coming up too, but I'm just saying, like, it's nobody else who's really a threat. Quarterback-wise, I mean, Baker lit us up, but that was the first week. I don't think people want to.
Thank you for the call. I don't know if I like all the schedule bravado bros that are popping up that are just automatically counting wins.
Well, it's not that you're counting wins.
I mean, they'll be favorites in a lot of those games.
It's not that you're counting wins, but you have a different perspective on the games now. Prior, you were like, that's iffy.
Right.
Now you're like, you know, we're definitely...
We're going to score... The Commanders are going to score 30.
I go back
to 28 or 30.
I go back to what I said, and I lost it in week one because Cliff dumbed down the play calling.
Mm-hmm.
I think Cliff was atrocious in game one. I said that we were going to be competitive every week. That's what I expected. Be competitive every week. Not going to ever get blown out. And it happened right away.
Week one blowout.
And in week one, he called a terrible game. And since then, we've adjusted, and we're just playing great.
Well, that's only half of the game because Baker threw four touchdown passes.
They also played a horrible game. They played a horrible game.
Sure, our defense is.
But they're putting it on Cliff.
But that was five weeks ago. I mean,
but we didn't score points. I mean, our defense is going to give up points, but you didn't score. If we had scored, we wouldn't have gotten blown out.
Only given up 27 in the last 2 weeks.
So outside of Cliff's terrible game one, we've basically been exactly what I thought, which is be super competitive. So I think the Ravens are going to beat us. They're a better football team. I'm picking them to win it all. I don't quite have any. I don't know how you stop Derrick Henry. If you stop Derrick Henry, Lamar beats you. I don't know. I just don't know how you beat
that. That's going to be it's a tough one.
But
it's
everybody
tough
else,
out.
I'm not afraid of. And as long as and there's no moral victory, right? Because this is a good team. But I don't think that they will blow us out.
I think the Commanders are going to be good. The thing that I don't know in the NFC is all right, Philly hasn't looked right. They're 2-2. But the Commanders haven't played them. So, like, in head-to-head matchups, Philly might... I think Washington right now, obviously the division favorite, but I think Philly still might win the division. I think Dallas... I mean, they got lucky to get a win last night. I'm sure you watched that game. I think it started at 9:45.
It couldn't have been a longer delay to start that game.
Well, even I gave up on that.
Lightning everywhere.
But the... some of these teams just aren't at full strength.
Right. San Francisco's another one that right now, like, if you just went by record, I don't put it as record. Like,
they're not playing well.
Right, they're not.
Yeah, they're not.
You know, you're ripping Purdy. I think both of those picks were, like, either tipped or he was crushed.
Okay, but you've got to feel the pressure. I mean, you're not going to blame him for a bad pick that pretty much cost them the game? I mean, come on.
I don't know. I think you're in good hands. Don't worry.
Well, they're 2-3.
They're winless in the division, so it hasn't been a good start.
They're not great right now.
Understood. But
and they obviously don't have the best player offensively, and Debo doesn't look like the same player. He's running around half speed.
But not having the kicker killed you. Because you've been in a position to kick a field goal, and instead you have to go for it on third and fourth down.
That was a bad break.
Well, I mean, you always go for it on third down.
But in terms of these other teams, I mean, it's kind of want to just wait to see what happens when they play them head-to-head. Because a lot of these teams, it's so unpredictable each week.
But the Commanders have been as impressive as anybody in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you give the nod to the Vikings because they're undefeated. Man. And Detroit can look really good. But they're in the mix.
That's what I would say. I don't know how to rank them. I mean, because it's impossible to predict who's going to win each week. But they're in the mix, no doubt. Have to be. You've got more points than any team in the entire NFL.
Yep. They're averaging 3.37 points per possession in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Since 2000, the only teams to average more points per possession in their first five games were the 2000 Rams and the 2013 Broncos. And both of those teams had the NFL MVP on the roster that season.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
So, I mean, what you're watching is historic, and it's being done by a rookie who's got five games of NFL experience.
Right.
It's pretty fun to watch.
All right, let's go to Eric in D.C. Eric, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, I appreciate it, fellas. I mean, the narrative has changed over the weeks. We know about week two, you beat the team without a kicker, but good luck playing the Bengals. Oh, they not good. Cardinals ain't good. Browns defense is too good for y'all. We beat them. Oh, they the worst team in the league. So the defense of the Browns, what, they're ranked number five. Baltimore is ranked number four. But the Skins on this game, it was a beautiful game, gentlemen. I know you guys enjoyed it. 34 against the Browns defense that only allowed 23 points per game. But listen to this stat. First quarterback rookie to beat a Jim Schwartz defense in 8 years.
That's true. They were hyping that up, and then they stopped talking about it, didn't they?
Jim Schwartz with his little elf hat didn't look so intimidating.
On the other 34 side. On Jim Schwartz.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I love it. Gentlemen,
fantastic.
Thanks for accepting my call.
All right. Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it, buddy. That's right. Yeah. They kept bringing that up when it was still close.
I just kept thinking Jim Schwartz was the head coach of a team that went 0-4, right? 0-16.
I mean, I don't doubt he's a great defensive coordinator, but
0-16.
And it looked like they had sort of a blueprint to how to defend them in the first couple of series, but that just went out the window.
Kevin Stefanski looked like he wanted to choke the life out of Deshaun Watson when he came over to the sideline when he counted the 12 guys in the huddle.
Yeah, but until he told them. Then when he told them, he calmed down.
But at first, he looked like he wanted to kill him.
Yeah.
Tolbert. Is it Tolbert? What's up, bud? Talbot? I'm sorry. I don't know how to pronounce your name.
No worries. It's Talbot.
Talbot.
How y'all doing? Love the show.
Thanks, man.
I just want to say the offense yesterday, you know, 434 yards of offense was very impressive. You know, Cleveland's offense was anemic. You know, they were 1-13 on third down. And so, you know, is that the defense for Washington or the offense for Cleveland? I think it's both. But I want to just say, we ran for 215 yards yesterday. We have to keep establishing the run with Eckler and Robinson. This team, I believe, Washington this year, I know I'm going out on a limb. I think they can make the NFC Championship. I really believe that. But I also want something to be brought back to Washington. We need to bring back the "We Want Dallas" chant. We need to bring that back.
Why? Who cares?
Why not?
Because you want a rivalry again? Is that what? That's what it is.
Bring it back.
I bet it'll come back.
It's one of the best rivalries in football. It's a great chant. Let's bring it back.
You love the "We Want Dallas."
He
just loves it. It's his thing. It's what he's into it.
Okay, he loves it.
Yeah.
I don't like to particularly tweak our opposing teams, especially rivals. Like, act like we're just going to smoke them.
Right.
Now, the Browns I'll disrespect.
Yeah.
You know, their teams like the Browns, so the Cardinals.
And then yesterday's why you disrespect
them. We should be fading the Browns every single week. They
are not a bad idea.
Abysmal.
It's not a bad idea.
Who do they have next? Now, I need to look at their schedule.
That's his point. The Commanders are number two in rushing in the NFL behind only the Ravens.
Right.
That's not going away, largely because of Jaden. Brian Robinson's having a good year. He's averaging 4.5 yards a pop. He's got 325 yards. Jason brought up Austin Eckler. He barely touches the ball. He's averaging 8 yards a carry.
Yep.
Well, he's averaging
technically 7.9.
He's averaging 10 yards every time he touches it, if you add in his receiving yards.
But I'm not big on worry too much about concussions. Like, I know it's an issue, but I just don't worry
about
how
bad they are.
But with Eckler, I was getting a little bit concerned because he just had a concussion.
Right.
And he was taking some hits.
Well, I think that's why they're working McNichols in there too. Because both B-Rob and Eckler are banged up. I mean Eckler got cleared, but you think he's 100% at this point?
Hard to imagine.
Doubt it.
I didn't get to the largest.
Managing his touches.
I didn't get to the largest part of the equation.
Yeah.
Even though he is not the leading rusher by 25 yards.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels has 300 yards, and it seems so easy for him.
Right.
Right? Like, if he wanted to run for more, he could.
Well, they had...
He just glides out there, and he runs right by people.
I would like to see him at top speed, because they showed that Kyler ran the fastest of anybody. Did you see that?
Yeah. Of the quarterbacks.
One of the red zone things or whatever.
Yeah.
Kyler set a record this week. I would like to see Jaden at top speed.
I think the Kyler thing was for quarterbacks.
Might be.
Because Brian Thomas Jr. also had one where he was clocked at 22 miles an hour or whatever. There were a couple corners, like Brian Robinson Brian Thomas caught one from Trevor Lawrence. And there were a couple corners that looked like they were in position to tackle him. Right. And then he just turned up the speed.
Smoked him.
He was running like three-quarter speed.
Can you imagine? And then he's just like, boom. Daniels was throwing to that guy?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What was their record last year? They were mediocre, right? Yes.
Weren't they mediocre? Was their defense terrible or something?
Yes,
what was
their defense sucked.
Was awful. They had to score every possession.
Yeah.
Basically, to compete. But Jaden was throwing the ball to Malik Nabers and to Brian Thomas Jr.
And taking off and running when nothing else was working.
I mean, what's Brian Kelly doing? Not recruiting defensive players to go along with those studs on offense. What is happening down there?
I don't know. Yeah, it's hard to imagine.
Cleveland, by the way, plays at Philly this weekend.
Oh, they're going to get
pulverized. It's a long season and things can happen. We saw it with Horny for Zorny.
Yeah.
But this does feel different. Oh, it feels and they've way got different. A different guy under center.
Yep.
4-1, they're legit contenders. Not just to make the playoffs, to like compete in the playoffs.
Well, you feel like, and if the defense plays like they did the last 2 weeks, then we're legit. I don't know what to make.
I don't know what to make of the defense.
They're facing it like Valdez said. They're facing the big boys this week.
Yeah, well,
like,
the Ravens.
Offense is way different than what we saw yesterday.
And maybe that happens. But when you play inferior teams, why can't the defense show up? Why can't they show up against Carolina?
Right.
Why can't they show up against the Giants again?
No, I know, but can they do it against a great team?
We're going to find out. We're going to find out Sunday.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we're going to get into why Drab has to kiss a toilet later today and how we're going to do this coming up at 9 o'clock. That's next here on the Junkies. Welcome back on a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Mios, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. So last week, as we were talking about this game and talking about the Commanders' offense, which had been rolling the previous 2 weeks, and we started talking about the Browns' defense and whether the Commanders would continue to roll against them, Drab didn't think they would get to 30 points. We have the audio of why this bet was made, but at 9 o'clock, Drab's going to have to kiss the toilet, and there's been a lot of discussion about people eating nasty stuff before and just loading destroying up. The toilet.
Yeah, we need to get some Uber Eats, like some McDonald's down here.
Yeah, like
greasy morning.
Some brekkie burritos.
Yeah. Is it possible Daniel's already in there? Because somebody's crushing the last toilet, and it looked like Daniel's shoes.
You know what we should do? We should put like the sign out in front.
He's usually not here that early.
We should put like a warning sign that says the bathroom is closed for like the next hour.
Yeah, I have an out of order sign.
I hung a caution wet floor thing on top of the stall.
Oh, you did? Okay.
He still went in there?
The far one.
Yeah, the handicap one.
Yeah. Somebody's in there.
Oh. That's the one we're using.
Oh, but it's coming up at 9 a.m. But here's how this happened.
If the Commanders score 30 points on the Browns, I'll kiss your toes.
Why?
Oh, man.
Why?
Just for the hell of it. Because
I don't want. That's just so. What do you want
me to do?
He's like been there, done that.
Wrestling. Come up with a Brown bit.
You think I can't come up with a good Browns bit?
Yeah. Well, kiss where the Brown comes from. Kiss his ass.
Hey, no. Kiss the toilet. Kiss the toilet in here.
He can
for the Browns.
Yeah.
Kiss the toilet.
Yeah.
What toilet?
The one that Chepe uses.
Right after Chepe drops a deuce.
Oh man.
Kiss the toilet.
Kiss the toilet seat.
So there it is. It started with Drab bravely saying, if they score 30, I'll kiss EB's toes.
Mm-hmm. I just didn't
and
want
it ended
that.
Up
yeah, see, that was a
well, you've had your toes sucked by Brett before.
Yeah, a long time ago. I've outgrown it. Okay.
See, this is Drab's Waterloo. This is his Tommy DeVito get marinara dumped on him like I had last season.
I've been holding my duty in. It's been rumbling since 5 this morning.
Valdez also has this grotesque idea, which I don't even think I could participate in, that he wants one person to go in there and make a duty, not flush it, like put tape over the radar sensor, thing, the sensor, and then Cakes go in there and drop a duty on top of another duty. And then me go in there and put another. I don't even think I could sit down. Well, I couldn't hover
Has
over
Drabby
it.
Agreed to do that unflushed?
He doesn't care.
Here's the thing.
Oh, jeez.
Today's the day. Get your licks in or your dumps out. I don't care. Valdez, he doesn't get to take. I'm not kissing his duty because he's a hater. He's not a Commanders fan. If right. EB wants to poop in that toilet, or Denton, or Michael Marr, somebody get it. Cakes even, who's a bandwagon fan all of a sudden. That's fine. I didn't know the Browns were going to lie down like dogs in the second quarter. I mean, it was like 10-3.
It was just bad.
Everything was going
you
fine.
You knew the Browns were bad. There was Why would you bet on them?
It was like 10-3 with 7 minutes left in the second quarter, and then next thing I know, Hail the Redskins is playing nonstop.
Oh, you mean
I don't
like
know
this?
What the hell happened. I walked away for 2 seconds and they scored 2 touchdowns.
Oh, were you watching? Were the Seahawks playing the same time?
No, I was, but I went downstairs. I didn't know what. Diami Brown scoring 40-yard touchdowns? What the hell's going on?
We're pretty good.
You know what? The universe conspired against you.
No,
that seat's going to be so warm.
I didn't know the Browns were equally bad on defense.
They were pretty bad, yeah. I agree.
They're the Browns.
I thought they were going to be much more competitive.
Hey, where's Roger? I want Roger to take a dump in that thing today, too.
I'll let Roger take a dump. That's fine.
But you're not going to let Valdez?
Valdez, no.
What am I supposed to do? I got a poop coming.
I couldn't participate in a pile of duty.
This is your one shot. Get it out. If you want me to kiss a toilet with duty in there, I'll do it.
Oh, I would let you get off the hook. Now, we're not going to do it because these guys won't agree to it. I'd let you get off the hook if you would just admit he was the real deal. And you just say,
I'd rather sniff your duty.
Oh, he's right.
I'm not ready to say that.
You think the downfall is still coming?
You want the knock at the door, invite to Canton already. No. It's a done deal.
I'm reserving
judgment. I know you are.
Yeah.
But you thought John Beck was the real deal. So
never
what
did.
Do I care what
never did. That's I mean, just it's a funny thing, but it's not true.
In fact, the only quarterback you didn't even like here in town was the only good one, Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. You were a Kirk hater. Cakes is the savant.
Thank you.
Kirk is my guy. I flipped on RG3. It took me about 2.5 years. I flipped on him. I wanted
Finally.
To resign. Yeah, well, yeah. I wanted to re-sign Kirk. Oh, it was ridiculous the way we handled that.
Get it in. This is it.
You've learned your lesson.
No more one-sided bets.
You guys are the ones doing it.
Totally.
I got talked into it.
You offered, though, the toes.
Yeah, you offered to kiss my toes.
That came out of nowhere.
It's Bickle. I'll suck his toes any day of the week. Yeah. I don't care about that. Valdez said, let's kiss a toilet.
You think kissing a toilet?
But you could have said no.
I'd rather kiss the toilet than kiss his gnarly toes. Man, any day of the week.
No chance.
Any day of the week.
My toes definitely have some fungus.
His toes are foul.
That toilet hasn't been cleaned since Friday.
Yeah, that's
all
not great.
Linnell
was here for 12 hours yesterday.
Yeah, but all you're
going to
have
thing.
On there is maybe a pubic hair, curly pubic hair.
Are you going to wipe it off?
Fecal matter. Yeah, He's not allowed to wipe it off.
I don't care. I mean, you're going to have cheek
streaks.
Residue.
There's so many streaks.
Cheek residue.
There's invisible, splatter.
But your cheeks are sitting on the bowl. Like, I don't even know how that's possible.
Just telling you.
Hey, are you going to rub your cheeks on it? Like smearing it around?
I guess. I'm going to try to shake a few pubes.
Oh.
Oh.
This is bad.
I mean, come on.
So gross.
This is icky. It's icky is what it is.
I'm not going to kiss your pubes. I mean, if they're on there, fine, but I'm not going to suck
you're gonna
your pubes.
All right.
All right. What are we doing? Also, this is going to be theater of the mind. Of course, Monumental's not going to show it.
Yeah, they're definitely right.
Okay, but we can take video and put it on Instagram.
Yeah, of course, we will. But I want the listener, TV viewers, download the app, turn on 106.7 the radio, because there'll be no video in the bath.
Pucker up.
Five.
How long is the kiss?
As long as, what do you want? 5 seconds?
Oh. What do you think? 5 seconds?
Hey, no, how many points? How many points did they score?
But I'm not
34 seconds.
34 seconds.
I'm not licking. I'm not going to put my tongue on it.
No,
you're not being absolutely disgusting.
Does your wife know you're doing this?
No.
You didn't tell her?
No, but
she'll find out.
My parents are in town, and I think they're listening
to
the show today.
Terrible time for Ma and Pa Kale.
Can we call Sarah and just let her know on the air what you're doing?
I think she's sleeping.
No, I think she's awake. She called in last week, at 4 a.m.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Hey, why not? We'll just call her and just let her know.
Can I see Drab kiss the window? I want to see his technique.
He's got big lips.
I want to see him kiss the window.
I'm not his puppet.
Why am I?
I don't know. You're the dummy that said you're going to do this.
Eric, don't you think he should kiss the window? I kind of want to see his technique.
Well, yeah, but is the camera going to be able to catch it?
Yeah, that should be able to catch it.
Which camera?
Well, the one from right there? Yeah, the Jason shot.
The Jason shot?
This one right over here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Put your big fat lips.
Lick my lips.
Those big supple lips.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That might be dirtier than the toilet.
His lips?
No, the glass. Yeah, the... I see all kinds of smudges
nice
up there.
Nice smooch there.
Look how big that lip imprint is.
Big Rolling Stone lips.
He liked it.
I just want Sarah to know next time you go in for a smooch.
Hey, why are your lips all filmy?
I want Sarah to know this.
Well, she'll find out. Believe me.
That's crazy.
Does she rise to the occasion when you call her on air?
No, no, not really. She probably wouldn't even.
No radio instincts. No, yeah. Right. All right. Well, so stay tuned for that. It's an hour away.
Do I got to get my duty out now?
Well, you do whatever you want to do. I can't participate in the pile. I can't.
That's so disgusting. Huh? Well, you could be the first one.
I only want to be first if I have something to be proud of. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't want to waste it.
I don't want a wimpy one in there. Yeah, I don't want some wimpy, like, you some little, like,
judged.
Guy used to the bathroom every day to go duty. Now he's worried about what he's going to produce.
Yeah, you got stage fright all of a sudden.
No, I mean, I had a full evacuation twice yesterday. I'm just telling you.
So you're good to go.
I might only have, like, a walnut. Like, I don't think I would have anything great.
Well, poop train, you go first.
No, I can't. I'll rub my cheeks on it, though.
All right, so this is coming up at 9 o'clock. Travel, pay the piper for his bet, his one-sided bet. He has to kiss the toilet, and it'll be prepped at 9 o'clock. You won't see it on Monumental, but you listen right here, and maybe we'll do an Instagram Live at Sports Junkies Radio.
Could you do that, Mark?
IG Live.
IG Live it?
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to record it and then post it on all the social medias, but we can decide if we want to go live or not.
Can you go live and still post it?
I think we should be able to.
Is there a way you could do that?
Yeah, yeah. We can try it out, sample it during commercial.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
All right, so the defense has played better the last 2 weeks. Are you buying into the defense after they didn't pitch a shutout against Cleveland, but let's be real.
Cleveland just had garbage points. They shoved it on real good.
Let's tackle the defense next here on a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles. 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com.